Hello and welcome back to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling a topic that comes up time and time again in the exam, and one that students consistently lose marks on by making the same avoidable mistakes. We're talking about quality of goods and services. Now, I know what you might be thinking, quality? That sounds straightforward. But trust me, there's a lot more to unpack here than you'd expect. And examiners are very specific about what they want to see. By the end of this episode, you'll know the key definitions, the difference between quality control and quality assurance, why quality matters strategically for a business, and exactly how to write answers that earn full marks. Let's get into it. So let's start with the basics. What actually is quality in a business context? Quality means that a product or service meets the expectations of the customer. Notice I didn't say the best possible product. Quality is about fitness for purpose. A budget supermarket's own brand pasta doesn't need to taste like a Michelin-starred dish. It just needs to do what customers expect it to do at the price they paid. That's quality. A 5-star hotel and a budget travel lodge both need quality, but what quality looks like is completely different for each of them. This is really important for the exam. Examiners want you to understand that quality is relative to customer expectations, not some absolute standard. Now, businesses use two main approaches to manage quality. And this is where so many candidates lose marks by mixing them up. Let's be really clear. Quality control is a reactive approach. It involves checking products or services at the end of the production process to identify defects before they reach the customer. Think of an inspector at the end of a factory line, examining finished goods. If something is wrong, it gets rejected. The problem? The defective product has already been made, wasting time, materials, and money. Quality control finds faults after they've happened. Quality assurance, on the other hand, is a proactive approach. It means building quality checks into every single stage of the production process so that defects are prevented from occurring in the first place. Rather than one inspector at the end, every worker is responsible for quality at their own stage. The whole system is designed to stop problems before they start. Quality assurance prevents faults from happening. Here's your golden sentence for the exam. Quality control checks at the end and finds faults. Quality assurance is built into every stage and prevents faults. Learn that. Say it out loud. Write it down. Now, why does quality matter to a business? This is where you need to think strategically and link quality to wider business objectives, because that's exactly what examiners reward. First, quality builds brand reputation. Think about Apple. Their reputation for high-quality, premium products is central to their brand identity. Customers trust Apple products, and that trust has been built over years of consistently delivering quality. If Apple suddenly started releasing products that broke within a month, that reputation would collapse, and with it, their ability to charge premium prices. Second, quality drives customer retention. It costs far more to acquire a new customer than to keep an existing one. Research consistently shows that loyal customers spend more, complain less, and recommend the business to others. High quality keeps customers coming back. Poor quality sends them straight to a competitor. And in the age of social media and online reviews, one bad experience can reach thousands of potential customers within hours. Third, quality reduces costs associated with returns and recalls. This is a point candidates often forget, but it's crucial. When products are faulty, businesses face the cost of returns, replacements, repairs, and sometimes full product recalls. In 2016, Samsung had to recall approximately 2.5 million Galaxy Note 7 smartphones due to battery fires. The estimated cost was over $5 billion. That is the catastrophic financial consequence of poor quality reaching the customer. Investing in quality up front is far cheaper than dealing with the fallout of poor quality later. Fourth, quality supports competitive advantage. In a crowded market, quality can be the factor that differentiates one business from another. A restaurant that consistently delivers excellent food and service will attract and retain customers even when competitors are cheaper. Quality justifies higher prices and builds long-term loyalty. And here's something candidates often miss. Quality applies just as much to services as it does to physical goods. Think about a hairdresser, a bank, a delivery company, or a call center. In service businesses, quality might mean speed of service, friendliness of staff, accuracy of information, or reliability of delivery. The principles are exactly the same. Meet or exceed customer expectations, but the measures of quality look different.
Right, let's talk exam technique. Here are the most common mistakes I see candidates make on this topic and how to avoid them.
Mistake number one, confusing quality control with quality assurance. I've already given you the golden sentence, but let me reinforce it. Quality control is reactive, it checks at the end. Quality assurance is proactive, it's built into every stage. If an exam question asks you to distinguish between them, you must make this contrast explicit. Don't just define one, compare them.
Mistake number two, only talking about physical goods. If a question asks about quality in a service business, say a hotel or a restaurant, and you only talk about factories and production lines, you will lose marks. Always apply your answer to the context given in the question.
Mistake number three, not linking quality to business objectives. Examiners love it when candidates connect quality to outcomes like customer retention, brand reputation, reduced costs, or competitive advantage. Don't just say quality is important. Say why it's important and what happens to the business as a result.
Mistake number four, writing vague answers without development. If a question is worth 4 marks or more, you need to explain your point and develop it. For example, don't just write, quality helps a business keep customers. Write, high quality increases customer satisfaction, which means customers are more likely to make repeat purchases. This reduces the cost of acquiring new customers and increases long-term revenue for the business. That's a developed exam-worthy point. For command words, if you see explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. If you see analyze, you need to explore the impact in depth. If you see evaluate or justify, you need to weigh up different factors and reach a supported conclusion. Let's test yourself with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is quality? Quality means a product or service meets the expectations of the customer. It is fit for purpose. Question two, what is the key difference between quality control and quality assurance? Quality control checks at the end of the process and finds faults. Quality assurance is built into every stage and prevents faults.
Question three, name two ways poor quality can increase business costs. Product returns and replacements and product recalls, both of which are expensive and damage reputation.
Question four, give one reason why quality matters for a service business. High quality in a service business, such as a restaurant or hotel, leads to customer satisfaction, repeat business, and positive word of mouth recommendations.
Question five, what does fitness for purpose mean? It means the product or service does what customers expect it to do at the price and standard they paid for.
Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a quick recap of the key points to take away.
Quality means meeting customer expectations. It's about fitness for purpose, not perfection. Quality control is reactive, checking at the end of the process. Quality assurance is proactive, built into every stage. High quality builds brand reputation, retains customers, reduces the cost of returns and recalls, and creates competitive advantage. And quality applies to both goods and services. Always apply to the context in the question.
In the exam, always link quality to business outcomes. Show the examiner you understand the strategic importance of quality, not just the definition.
You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Good luck.